Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I
sleep on. Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thank you, Brad. Hanging out with me, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Ruth King's our guest, our good friend, CEO of ProfitabilityRevolution.com. I encourage you to check it out, folks. Something under a million videos there that, on every topic under the sun. ProfitabilityRevolution.com. What's the other website, Ruth? Is there another one?
There's another one, which is just mine. It's ruthking.info.
Okay, so that's where what's there, your blog?
My blog's actually, you can sign up for my blog on my website. It's actually not a blog, it's actually an e-zine, which goes back to the late 1990s when I started it, and I've never changed it into a blog. You have to subscribe to it.
I got you. All right, so exactly, that's where my newsletter is. Ruth, so thank you for being here. Folks, all the books, Ugly Truth About Managing People, Ugly Truth About Cash, Courage to Be Profitable. I don't know how many others she's written, but they're important. If you want to be profitable, if you wanted to financially sustain your business, and if you want to build wealth for your family, you have to be profitable. I remind millennials, Ruth, when they tell me they want to start a nonprofit, and many of them have, I remind them that even nonprofits have to make a profit. And you should
That's
see some
correct.
Of the looks I get when I tell them that. So, but now we're talking today about profit and or wealth. What do we have to choose, one or the other?
You can't have wealth without profit.
That's right.
Because profits build wealth. If you're never profitable, you never have the opportunity to build wealth.
Well, by definition, profit is what's left over, right?
Yeah, it's what's left over. But what do you do with what's left over? I'll give you two more stories. two business owners each had 10 phenomenal years. Business owner number one put his money away and everything, built the wealth for all intents and purposes. Business owner two spent every dime he had of profit. Economy tanked. Business owner number one survived. Business owner number two didn't, because he didn't put any money away. So you can be profitable and spend it all,
right?
And that's your choice.
Well, and there are other ways of adding to your profitability without putting it directly on the bottom line. When I think about the story you just told, if either one of those businesses had purchased the real estate that their business was in. That's not a P&L profit, but it's a wealth profit. It's a wealth step, isn't it? But the business has to be, has to be able to sustain the rent to pay that. But that's to me, that's a move that you make. That if one day you get your business paid off, if things get tough, you don't have to make that payment anymore.
That's absolutely
you own the business. Go ahead. What are some of the other things?
You own the building, and that's a part of wealth. The other part is a customer base, is making sure that the customers stay with you and giving them reasons to come back. We talked about the ethnic grocery store before the break, and all she had to do was send you an email and say, hey, this is in. I know you like it. Why don't you come by? And she doesn't. So she's really not building wealth. She's hoping for profits.
Well, that's right, and the thing that too many small business owners do, Ruth, and you know this more than anybody I know, is they're so bombarded with demands for cash that they live in a world of cash. All they can think about is cash. How do I make sure I got plenty of cash? And it causes them to think more short-sighted. And sometimes it undermines their pricing structure, doesn't it? Because, well, I got to make sure I get this deal, so I'll lower my percentages because I got to have that cash and I got to have this check on Friday. and they don't realize that they really should be holding their price, finding a way to sell, to sell people on the higher price that they need to get, so they can put more profit on the bottom line. That's one of the big mistakes I see. What do you think?
And also, what they're doing is they have to provide the value. Keep, as you say, keep their prices up. One really easy thing for them to do is put 1% of every dollar that comes in the door away. If you get a check for $1,000, you put away 10 bucks. Mm-hmm. I promise you, you can live on and operate your business on $990 from that $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like growing hair. You know, growing hair takes, you know, a little infinitesimal bit every single day. That little 10 bucks every single day, one day will grow to be something that you've got.
I will tell you,
we have a downturn.
I will tell you, if you'll create a savings account for your business and take that $10 she's talking about, just put it in a savings account. We've done that, and that's that over the years. That's really helped. And you know, after a while, I'd say, how much is in the savings account? And they would tell me, and I'd say, wow, I didn't realize that, you know, and it's pretty nice.
Yep, and it's your safety net so that you, you know, if the economy goes bad or you have a huge tax payment that you didn't expect, it's there. You don't have to rush around and get stressed out about where am I going to get this money. It's there.
Yeah, but you still have to charge enough. And this is something you taught us over the years. The biggest mistake, if we could get small businesses to charge enough, if we could teach them how to learn what their gross profit percentage needs to be, and how to make sure they price for that gross profit, we could save a lot of businesses, couldn't we?
Yep, courage to be profitable does it. Explains it all.
Absolutely, it's right there, folks. The courage to be profitable. That's why it's just one of my favorite books in my entire library, which is vast, by the way. Tin Till, right back with Ruth King. More smart stuff to come.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.